I wanted to thank Professor Stovall first for such a generous introduction. And Professor Stovall plans to watch this keynote when PBS broadcasts it. Thank you, PBS. Because at the moment, she has to run to a prior engagement. It's a fundraising event for a freedom school that she is working to open for the benefit of Madison youth. So as I begin this presentation on people who sought freedom in the 18th century, the fact that Professor Stovall is organizing a freedom school in 2026 is an important reminder that the pursuit of freedom for those suffering from racism and prejudice is a theme echoing through the centuries of American history. The story did not end in the Revolutionary era. Before I go any further, I want to pause to thank the supporters and partners of the symposium and the Freedom Seekers Project at its heart. Thank you also to the undergraduate interns who have worked on this project. And I want to give a special thanks to Clarissa Brown, Annika Feinsilver, Sarah Hortensio, Mia Pyle, and Ria Yanubari, who just presented their work at the poster exhibition in the lobby. And a big thanks to the other members of the Freedom Seekers team, Antonio Bly, Simon Newman, and Billy Smith. Likewise, the scholars who make up the Freedom Seekers Advisory Board. And I wanted to conclude by offering my gratitude to Isaac Lee and Jesse Gant, our fabulous graduate project assistants. It's very humbling to have the really to be the beneficiary of the support of so many folks and organizations. But now, what I'm here to do tonight is something pretty simple. I'm here to tell you stories. Along the way, I will share about a project that I've been working on for the last 5 years titled Freedom Seekers, Stories of Black Liberation in the American Revolutionary Era and beyond. This is a story about slavery, independence, and the American Revolution, and of course, about stories. I've called this talk, the keynote of the Freedom Seekers Symposium here at UW, I've called it a storytelling lecture. And I should be honest with you at the outset that I have never given such a lecture. I've never even heard such a lecture. So this is a little bit new, but I thought this would be the perfect format for tonight. So I will tell you four stories. The people at the heart of these stories have much in common. All of African descent, they were enslaved in North America during the 18th century. And at great personal risk, they fled from their enslavers. They were, to use the term that our project uses, freedom seekers. Of course, as you'll see, these people were also quite different from one another. And their bold stance for freedom led to widely divergent outcomes. Some stories you might find inspiring, others heartbreaking. All, I expect, will make you uncomfortable, at least at points. But that is something that good history and good storytelling are wont to do. So I will open our time today with a story about Pompey Fleet. It is a story that traces its origins to a fragment in the archive, a newspaper advertisement 2 paragraphs long. I started with this advertisement, which describes a man who, in Boston in 1774, broke out of jail. The jail here is called the Bridewell. From this advertisement, I worked to build the story of a life. And I'm going to share with you that story.